No, baby, I'm just playing Minecraft. No. Minecraft. No, not Minecraft. I don't know what would Minecraft be? Oh, it sounds like the worst VR game ever. Oh my God. Yeah, you'd just be like my God, no, please. Please, never let that be a thing. No, it's just Minecraft. I got my whole like world sitch going on. Yeah, I haven't been playing a lot of it. I got rehooked on it. Yeah. No, I'm so like, have you seen it yet? Oh, baby, listen, it's pretty good. It's pretty good what I've done so far. Yeah, let me pull it up. Yeah, don't mind my computer hating Java. Oh my God. No, I'm gonna keep playing the Java version because it's the better, baby, it's the better version. It is without a doubt the better version. I don't, it just is. I don't know. I don't like the other version of it. Yeah, maybe I'm just like an old man and I'm just like, this is what I know, this is all I know, this is why I choose it. But yeah, I mean that's what, it's the truth. That's probably why I choose it. I wish. I don't know where that. I genuinely don't know where that keyboard is. Yeah, I'm using my replacement one. Oh, I don't hate it. It's just like, it's like, I don't know. I just feel like, listen to it. Like, just feels so cheapy, you know? Yeah, like my other keyboard's like, it's a serious keyboard. Like this is just like, it's a casual keyboard, you know? It's like a, yeah, this is for all my non-serious gaming. Yeah, I'm not in serious mode. I'm in just relax mode. I mean, it's nice because I can like use it in bed. Yeah, I think that's the best part of it is the fact that I don't have to be sitting by my machine to like use it. Yeah, it's not bad. I don't know. It would like, it's not my definite, like if I had a choice of keyboard, I don't know if this would be my go-to forever, but for now, I think it's like, it's good enough. Anyway, so here's what we have so far. I'll close the door. Yeah, so I'm clearing out all this space here. So this is gonna be where I'm gonna keep all my sheep. Oh my God, they've been the worst. I don't know what happened, but sheep have gotten more annoying in Minecraft somehow. I love them. Like I want a whole farm, but I just need them to not like scream all the time. So I have to move their like house a little bit further away from my house, just so I can get a good full 8 hours. Because if I don't have them over here, they're gonna actually drive me probably just a wee bit insane. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know what I'm gonna do with all this dirt because I am definitely accruing a lot of dirt. I really haven't contemplated what I'm gonna do with all of it. I think I'm going to most likely use the dirt to build like a wall. Yeah, it's so like, remember, I don't know if you remember this. This is so long ago. This is years ago. Yeah, that like that beta world that I was doing. And I guess it wasn't, it was alpha. That was alpha, wasn't it? God, I miss that save so much. It's weird to miss something fictional like that, like something fictional that you created, but it was such a home to me in like such a weird way. Yeah, I don't know. It's like on par with like my childhood home. Like my first Minecraft save was just like, oh, so many memories there, and it's just like I can never get it back. But yeah, basically that's what I'm probably gonna do is the same thing I did in that save is make that big wall of dirt because I loved that wall. That was such a satisfying like defensive wall and went around the whole place and it was tall and just made of dirt and it was great. Maybe I might consider that. That's not a bad idea. To replace it for stone. Yeah, I mean that's only if I get a lot of stone, which I probably will. Like dirt's just I just have a lot of dirt because I'm mining all this stuff out so the sheep could live here. Yeah, I really just want a place that's for like that's my big thing right now is just to get a place where the sheep can't really bug me. So that's the goal. But yeah, I'm just gonna build this and then hopefully the sheep will come here. Ooh, iron. Oh, I have no materials. Do you want to top in the save with me? You totally could if you wanted to. I'm not against it. You totally could. Oh no 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 sheep, no, stop it sheep, stop it. Yeah, I'm all about it. If you want to come in and help me, I would not say no to the assistance, because I definitely want some help. Oh my god, my shovel broke. Right? Doesn't it feel like the tool durability has definitely changed? It feels like the tools break so fast now. Oh my god, please. Oh god, for the love of god, no. Okay. Whew. Ugh. That was almost really bad. Yeah, the function keys are just way too close to all the other keys, so. Oh, god damn. Oh, I got it. Nice. All right, cool. Yeah, so sometimes I hit that instead, but it's fine. But yeah, I mean, if you want to, you can right now. Or you just want to watch, it's fine. That makes sense. You're just going to TikTok and watch. Anything interesting happening on the TikToks that I need to know about? Any trend that I need to catch up on? Any of that? Maybe one of these days I will. One of these days I will get on TikTok, but like, it's just, I don't know. No, it'll literally be like everything else. I will get on the social media platform as it's dying, you know? I'll be like, oh, cool, TikTok, and then it'll be on the way out. People are like, oh, TikTok isn't cool anymore. Yeah, that once people are saying TikTok isn't cool anymore, that's when I'll come in and make an appearance. I'll wait for that. Yeah, we'll see. I don't know how long that's gonna be. I don't mind waiting. I'm hella patient, you know that. But look at this. Look how well mined out this is. You have to admit, I did a really good job clearing this out, right? Yeah, it's impressive. It's a big space. It is a really big space. If I was an animal in need of like room, I'd be happy here. This is pretty good. Yeah, I do need to put more grass down so they can eat something, because I'm pretty sure they're gonna starve to death. I don't know, maybe they don't starve to death. They should starve to death though, in like a mechanics way. That'd be really cool if you made them have to like graze and you have to keep a population alive. Don't think that's the case though. I think that they'll be just fine down here, without grass. But for myself and my own like inner logic, I want to get grass for them so they actually have food. Yeah, I mean that. I mean, so there's like two ways to go about that, right? Yeah, the first way would be to just simply dig down another level and then replace it with dirt, which is sensible, but also just a little insane. The alternative, which I think is what I'm probably going to do, is I just build up a layer of dirt here, right? And then that layer of dirt becomes where they live, and then I will just, you know, like I've already dug down the layer that I need to dig down. Does that make sense? Yeah, like look, see? Because that way I don't have to do any more digging, and it's all stone, which is just like more annoying to dig through anyway, so I can just put a layer of dirt, and that should be like enough. I don't think they can get out. Although this makes me kind of regret digging down all the way here, but I guess this was stone anyway, so this replacement is good. Yeah, I need to consider building a farm too. I don't know where I'm gonna be building that though. I mean, there's like a little bit of water. I haven't shown you the whole base yet. Let me finish this up, and I'll take you over there. There's a little bit of water. There's like a. There's a little bit of water by like a. It's like a waterfall looking area. It's not bad. But yeah, that's like the only source of water around. Yeah, I'm gonna make an infinite spring. But I'm using that water so I don't have to build buckets to make a farm. I raided the villagers not too long ago. They had. I think it was just wheat and maybe potatoes. Nothing fancy. They didn't have anything like crazy. Yeah. I think they're grassland villagers, maybe? Or. There's some kind of villagers. Savannah, maybe, I think is the biome name. Yeah, I know. There's like so many new biomes. Like, you can like hardly keep track of them anymore. But. Alright. So hopefully this will be a place where the sheep want to congregate, because it'll be grass. Yeah, and then so right here on this side, I'll put a normal like. Maybe I'll do half step or something, like a half step block of wood. And then I'll just put a fence in along here. And then I'll build up the top bit so it's like an even height the whole way around. And then, oh jeez, I'll just leave it there for now. And then that should be it for there, I think. Yeah. Yeah, I think It's not bad. There's definitely things I would prefer here, like structurally, but it's okay for now. Yeah, it was a weird choice to dig down to make a farm, but I think at the same token, it just makes more sense. I just feel like the animals are safer down there for some reason. Yeah, that's the plan. I think I'm going to do glass over the top. Yeah, so that way they'll be able to grow grass at least, and then I'm going to... I don't know if I might try to even out some of this stuff a little bit. Yeah, I don't think this hallway is going to be used for animals at the end of the day. I think this is just going to be more connectivity for my base. So we'll just have a basic like farm situation over here. Which, notice how I can make it deeper by just doing this with the grass or with the dirt. So now it's like sizably deeper. And it's probably going to be a little bit better. Yeah, I don't want it in a way so that animals can hop up on it, because that's not what I'm about. I don't want things dropping down, like creepers especially. Oh my god, that would be so bad. So I definitely want to create a clearance that's higher than the surrounding area. Yeah. Well, the main problem is over there on that hill. Oh shit, ow, I fell. But when you go to sleep, it's almost night. Yeah, but the main problem is the far end of the hallway, which I need to, like, fix the clearance on. Also, I swear there were sheep living in here. Maybe I got them. I think I got them all in. I got everyone out. I'm not sure, though. Yeah. No, I appreciate that. I think... I do think it's good. Let me go check out the farm. I'll show you where the farm is before. Yeah. Here. Ta-da! Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad, it's almost done growing. And then I also have these here, so that's, you know, some plants at least, some plant life. Not bad. Not bad at all. Yeah, I'm thinking about if I do actually wall this place in, which I really kind of want to, I might put a wall in there, so I keep this, I don't know, maybe I don't want this. Yeah, because that valley is not actually, that actually might make it less defendable. I do like this hill here in the center. This hill's super cool. But then there's also the ravine. Do I want the ravine within my walls? Maybe. Yeah, maybe I start... Maybe my walls go from, like, over here, right? So from here... enclosing that, like, little grove there, which is really nice, we capture the ravine in the walls, too. And then we keep going this way. Yeah, so past this little grove. The grove is lovely. There's all the flowers and stuff. I kind of want all this area, all the space. Well, there's more sheep we can bring in, too. Yeah, all the way up, probably to, like, halfway on the valley. So, like, past the grove right about here, right? Is this another ravine? No, it's along the water source. Maybe I'll capture this water source in there, too. So the wall would go all the way to here, probably. Is there anything else past here that's, like, cool? No, it's like a divot, which is good. This is probably, like, a natural boundary. So I'm, like, halfway between my base and the, I don't know, Illager base or whatever that is. And then the wall would come this way along the valley. Well, I'm knocking down this tree, most likely, just for the wood. Yeah, I guess that is the big problem, is, in fact... this hillside. Maybe we build up the hillside. Maybe we capture the hillside in the walls. Yeah, it would force the base height of the wall to be really, really high. Because it's whatever the base height of this hill is, which is this plus 3. That's really tall. That's massive. That's a massive wall. Yeah, because then we'd come over here. I mean, I don't know. Is it worth having all this just random stone and stuff? I mean, it's kind of nice. Yeah, and then you just put the wall coming around this way. It's like marble here. Some cows. Come back around. We'd get the top part of the waterfall we get, the source from it. All right, I'm not against that. It's not bad. It's just you're really asking for a lot here. Because I also partially want to capture this hill over there then too, which is just like, that's a lot. That's a lot of building. Yeah, we can conclude the wall there for now and then finish it up over here later on. But yeah, I think getting the valley side down first would be great, because then I can put like torches and lights and roads down there, and then it won't be so dangerous at night, and I can actually work through the night more often. Yeah, especially with farming too, because I want to, like, this is basically the first stop of the barn. No, you're right. I think I should do another, like, branch on the tunnel that goes this way. And then make a cow, make the cow place too. And then we can figure out where the chicken coop goes relative to that. Yeah. No, it's a good plan. It's definitely a plan. There's definitely a lot that we have to do. This is going to be... this is going to be like 10 hours of work. No, I love it. I just know you won't be there for all 10 hours of it. No, it's okay. You don't have to be, baby. No, seriously. Genuinely. Oh. Well, I have to do some mining and crafting, so I'll leave you to your TikTok. Thanks for coming in and seeing what I'm doing. I love you too, baby.